morning, Ireland. It's 7:15. Unkempt, unshaven, no bath or shower in the past month for many, dirty clothing, uncut nails. The condition of some of the residents of the Owen Riff Nursing Home in Uachtaráid in County Galway, outlined in yesterday's HICWA reports, makes sad and disturbing reading. Excuse me, the home is now being run by the HSC, but these reports raise worrying questions about the care available to vulnerable older people. Eamon Timmins of Age Action Ireland spoke to me earlier about these HICWA findings.
I think what shocks us about this report is that, you know, HICWA's been inspecting nursing homes since 2009, and we expected these kind of homes to be gone out of the system, or to corrected their ways, or brought up their standards at this stage. But to look at that report and look at the scale of it, I mean, people not being bathed or showered for a number of weeks, people unkempt, unshaved, unironed and dirty clothes, staffing levels at alarmingly low levels, scalding water in the tap, scalding to the touch, continence wear in open black bags in the corridors, serious medication issues and the dispensing of medication. There's a really sad line in the report about many residents isolated in their rooms. It presented this picture of a very, very poor quality of life, of people being very isolated, no interaction, no activity. We thought that the worst of these homes had gone out of the system because of HICWA, and yet we see these reports again. And I think it's shocking, and it's also shocking that many of these issues were raised and were flagged with the home back in March, and when the inspectors came back in April, little or no progress had been made on a number of recommendations. I think there were 44 actions identified in March, and 8 of them were specific environmental issues. When they came back in April, I think only one of those issues had been addressed. There were 11 medication management issues they raised, and none of those had been addressed when they returned in April. So, you know, I suppose HICWA had no option. I think we've seen very few homes closed by HICWA. It is the ultimate option. But I suppose we have seen in the last 18 months, 2 years, we've seen homes closed in Dublin and Kilkenny now, this one, to name but a few. So, you know, there's still a role for HICWA, and I think it's important that they have this ultimate option of deregistering a home.
So however awful this is an example of HICWA working well. But does it suggest that the standard of care across the private nursing home sector, is that working well?
Well, it's interesting to look at some of the reports going back to 2010, and that nursing home did have, you know, it had reports which were, you know, satisfactory, and HICWA were only coming back every 12 months. I think it shows that standards can slide at any stage, and I think at the core of some of this was the lack of staffing. I think what it means is that everybody has to be vigilant. I think it's worth saying, and it's alarming for people and worrying for people out there this morning who either have loved ones in nursing homes or who may be at a stage where they may be having to look at a nursing home option in the next year to come. I think there are many, many good homes out there around the country, and I think people can go to the HICWA website and see the inspection reports and see that. But I think it also highlights the need for people to be vigilant, that even if a home is good today, you need to be vigilant. Relatives themselves going in and out of these homes have a key role to raise concerns where they see things which are substandard, which see things which are unacceptable, and, you know, to raise them and to make formal complaints to the matron and to the nursing home management. If they don't get any satisfaction there, to make a report to HICWA as well.
Yes, but we've seen before, I think, wasn't it in Leeds Cross, where many of the family members who were coming in and out were devastated afterwards because, you know, everything had seemed fine to them. It's very hard, isn't it, for people who are visiting, however regularly, to understand how well an institution is working.
Well, I think people, I think what we do need to do, I mean, there are certainly technical issues that, you know, the average person may not be aware of, and, you know, some of the records that have been kept in staffing levels. Although you can generally see staffing levels, it's, you know, looking at the report from Uachtaráid, there definitely seemed to be evidence of a lack of staff and staff hurrying around, not having time to talk to people, not having time to interact with people. And that should be quite obvious. But other issues of your loved ones being unkempt or poorly cared for, the fingernails dirty or not clipped, or the lack of interaction and activity. Those things, you know, if you're in a nursing home and you see those things, they are worth reporting because, you know, I suppose relatives have a role in ensuring the standards are kept up in nursing homes.
And what about what it says to us maybe about listening to older people themselves?
I think it's very, very, very important, and I think, you know, older people's voices need to be heard in all of this. It is quite difficult for people in a nursing home to make a complaint. Certainly, the TANAP program is running advocacy programs around the country. Age Action is running a number of, chairing a number of